Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to episode 121 of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is technically a part 2 to episode 120, our fan reports Halloween 2018 episode. A huge thank you to everyone who sent in all their audio for that episode, and it seemed that everyone enjoyed it because we got loads more audio sent in for a part 2, guys. So a huge thank you to everyone for part 1 in episode 120. If you haven't heard that yet, just click back and you'll be able to hear that full feature length episode of everyone's thoughts of the Halloween season. We had listeners from all around the world. We had other content creators from YouTube and all over the world again, guys. So it's been awesome to have a whole community of scare and theme park all come together to give their thoughts about this year's Halloween season. Like I say, so much so that we've had to create a part 2 because we had more sent in, guys. So this is a part 2, slightly shorter episode of all the ones that were sent after last week's episode. So without further ado, let's take you to everyone else's fan reports of the 2018 Halloween season, and I'll catch up with you afterwards.
You're listening to Scare Track.
This is Dan Brownlee, director, horror film aficionado and mask maker.
And I'm Jessica Bonner Brownlee, kind of what he does, but nowhere near as exciting.
We are here for Scare Track to talk about our favourite bits of Halloween this year. I'll go first, and I'll try and keep this sweet, because I know we only have 2 minutes. I'd say favourite bits would be, in Canada, I ticked off a massive bucket list for me by going to an actual home haunt, where someone literally just turns the side of their house or around their house into a haunt and tries to scare the crap out of people.
It's not just them, it's their family as well. So you've got the children getting involved, the friends getting involved, and children are scary little sobs.
And they built literally, no word of lie, a 15 to 20 foot animatronic.
Yep, in their garage.
In their garage, which was amazing, because one, who has a garage that big? And secondly, that's some next level stuff. So that was really impressive. Next high point was our usual high point for Halloween. We celebrate our marriage and we go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Florida.
Which this year, high point was definitely showing the best film ever created, Killer Clowns from Outer Space Scare Zone.
It genuinely was beautiful. I mean, it was stunning visually, so picturesque. And, you know, if you've got a fear of clowns, that doesn't really work in your favour.
And the scare actors were phenomenal as well. They were the best scare actors ever. They were all in character. Not that they're not good. These ones were just extra, extra good.
Yeah. And then finally, we done Mickey's Not So Scary. And the highlight of that is all you can trick or treat.
All the candy. Which we come home... Oh, there's one of our cats, Mr. Bitey, decided to chirp in as well. Which we then come home and fill in a giant, empty Halloween cat head called the Candy Cat, and then we scoff our faces till it's done, and then we start our diet in preparation for Christmas.
Yep, that was our highlights of Halloween.
Cool, hope you enjoy.
Hello, my name's Alan Higginson, extreme haunt enthusiast based in the UK. Highlights of 2018 Halloween had to be the co-production between Brutality Haunted House and Heretic, called Vivisection, based in Basel, Switzerland. It was a 7-hour immersive horror theatre event of all 25 actors, 8 participants, very gory, beautiful music, and the acting on quality on show was out of this world. The audio is also something that I'll never forget. The choice of music for each of the scenes, which unfortunately I can't go into too much detail of because of the confidentiality regarding these type of events. But you had to take it from me that it was spellbinding, and it's combined that with my first ever visit to Traumatica at Europa Park. It was really a phenomenal weekend. Traumatica, the attention to detail in the sets, the acting ability and quality, and also the atmosphere on the park. It was exciting to behold, to be honest with you. It was a phenomenal weekend and one I'll never ever forget. Here's to 2019, guys. I wish you all the very best in the future. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hey everyone, it's Dom from Park Scares and Glitter, here to share my Halloween highlights. Yay! So my first Halloween highlight is the street at Shepton Mallet Prison, run by the wonderfully talented people at Immersive Events, who also do Shrewsbury Prison Screen Park, which is on my list to do next year. Anyway, the street was bloody good, to be honest. It was totally retro, like it had a proper 80s/90s theme to it. The actors had very strong American accents as well, which was both annoying because I really want to learn how to do that, and amazing because it's like that good of an accent that you kind of just are in awe of it. The sets in the street were just incredible. It was so highly themed, and it had such a great story to it as well. And you met some wonderfully weird and wacky characters. And it had some really great place scares that definitely got you when you were least expecting it. And then they also had The Darkness, which was so simple. It was literally follow the rope in a pitch black room, but they did it, sorry to say, so much better than Fort Park and Vulcan Peak, to the point that I was screaming like a little bitch in The Darkness. So well done to Immersive Events and the team down at Shepton Mallet Prison. That was friggin' awesome. Another highlight for me was Alton Towers Scarefest, which year on year, it seems to get so much better, which is really quite annoying because it like takes me 4 hours to get there. But yeah, it's so good. Project 42 came in with a bang. I mean, wow. That ending, that was intense. Yeah, very intense. And then the cute and adorable House of Monsters. Oh my god. I literally want to give everyone a hug in that one. The new room was so totally inspired by Bill and Ted. Although it wasn't inspired by Bill and Ted. But it was. But shh. Then you've got Subspecies, which is just its normal self. And then you had Ortonville Mind Horrors, which I don't know why, but it scares the living crap out of me. So I was jumping, I was screaming, and basically I almost may have cried or did a code yellow. But yeah, less said about that, the better. And then you had the welcoming. It had a few changes. Intense, scary, and half-naked men running around. I mean, it's pretty much a gay man's dream. So those are my Halloween highlights.
Hello to everyone there at Scare Track. My name's Tommy, and I thought I'd give you a quick review on my experience at Tully's Farm Shocktoberfest 2018. I've had a really good time this year. I've been coming to the park since around about 2009, I think, anyway. And to see how it's progressed and grown over the years, it's great to see. The actors were absolutely fantastic. They gave 110%. They had really good energy, really good scares, and all of the mazes had really good theming, a good story. And it's great to see a park like this down south and to see how it's grown over the years. I would urge anyone to go and visit this place. They have a live music stage, they have rides, they have really good food, they have a really big bar, which I can see this year. I think they've expanded the bar, which is always good for a little bit of Dutch courage. I think I had a cider before going into Twisted Clowns, which was the first maze, and the Twisted Clowns was actually the one maze this year that really made me jump out of my skin. Last year it was Chop Shop, but this year it was Twisted Clowns, which was really good. But every single maze, they really do give it all at this park, and you can see of how they have become so successful over the years. This park is definitely somewhere that I will go back again next year and the following year and the following year after. So if you're in the Crawley area, or even if you're not, come down and visit this park, show your support, come and have a good time, have a good laugh, and come and get scared, because it's one of the best scare parks in the UK, in my personal opinion, one of the best ones, rather than Fort Park, you know, and all those attractions. So come down and show your support. Shocktoberfest 2019, bring it on.
Hey ScareTrack, here's Dennis from the Netherlands. I've got a quick review of all the events I've been to. The season started really early for me with Scare Me in Almere. It's a smaller haunted event, all run by volunteers. But it was really good this year. I even played along one night as a scare actor, always fun. Then for me, the season was big. I've gone to Europa Park, to Traumatica. I didn't like it as much as last year, but still, it was a great event. But you really need to have the short axe to enjoy yourself, because if you don't have it, you only will stay in line and can't have as much fun as without. After that, for me, I've worked 10 nights at Walibi Holland with Halloween Fright Nights, the biggest event of the Netherlands. As his character, as Leatherface, at the end of the Villa Haunted House, always fun running around with a chainsaw. Then I've gone to Toverland. Toverland is okay with Halloween, only there are like, for which age level is the event, because they try to go more scary, but there are also a lot of children running around. They sell little things to keep the monsters away from you, but it's hard to say which age is appropriate for this event, but still a good event with really good makeup. Then I've gone to Movie Park, also fun, especially with the Wrong Turn Haunted House, using the Haunted Lanterns, was really good. And I've seen a couple of smaller events in the Netherlands that you even never have heard about. So if you want to know more, just contact me. Have a nice evening.
Next up, we have Adam from UK Theme Parks on YouTube.
Halloween is our favourite time of the year, and we look forward to it every single year to get out there and get to different parks and different locations and try the scares. And we are not easily scared. I don't tend to jump very often, but this year, 2018, has definitely seen a massive, massive increase in quality, in theming, in detail, and, you know, the thought that goes behind the actual scares. Now, we visited quite a few parks, but without a doubt, Extreme Scream Park stands out, Twin Lakes stands out as just stunning, absolutely stunning. The location is brilliant. The size of the park is perfect to get around and have a bit of movement and really enjoy the street actors. And of course, the village. We did the village last year. It was good. This year was just absolutely amazing. We found it really dark, we found it really intense, we found the scares were coming from all kinds of different directions. We really, really noticed throughout the whole of Extreme Scream Park in particular that they really thought about doing something out of the ordinary. And you'd be looking one way and the action would be happening somewhere else when you turn around, and it would scare you. Just amazing. Extreme Scream Park, without a doubt, our favourite place of 2018. And, you know, one thing we've really, really noticed is the difference in quality between kind of these independent parks and your major theme parks. The gap is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the major theme parks have got to step up next year to try and keep up. We will have a special mention for us, undoubtedly goes to the Halloween live show at Chessington World Adventures, our favourite live show. It was just 26 minutes of spectacular live music. But 2018, absolutely loved Halloween.
Hi, it's Jenna, also known as WayneyJ88 on Instagram. And I was just going to talk you through my highlights of the 2018 season. So for me, the main highlight, obviously I went over to Walibi Halloween Fright Nights over in Holland, and that was the absolute standout. So I'll just go through that in a bit more detail afterwards. In the UK, generally I didn't get to do quite as much as I normally do because of going abroad. But, you know, we always go to a lot of the theme park, Fright Nights being a coaster kid, you know, always go to those, and more of the ones up in the northwest. I love Subspecies over at Alton Towers. I just really like the contact mazes. And I always seem to get lost in there, so I always end up being there for like a good 10-15 minutes. I always feel like I really get my value for money in that maze. And I always get scared, because I always get lost on my own. I found this year, as much as I enjoyed everything kind of gets like a bit repetitive every sort of like 3 to 4 years when they've done the similar kind of mazes. So I'm hoping next year, for a lot of the parks, there's going to be quite a lot of new stuff maybe, or a bit of reinventing coming out. I also really enjoyed Manor Mortis over at Scare Kingdom. Normally that one I don't, you know, just got really used to, but that was really nicely done this year. So I really enjoyed that as well. So the main event was Walibi, their Halloween Fright Nights. So that's based at a theme park. So, you know, you've got your day going around all the rides, and they've got some awesome roller coasters there. And then at night time, it turns into the scare event. It was really well done. It was like nothing I've seen done before. It was like none of the UK parks. The best thing I can compare it to is Halloween Horror Nights over in Orlando, when I've done that in the past. The production value and the whole scale of it and all the different areas that they had, I would say was on par with that. I probably enjoyed it as much as I have done the ones in the States. So they had quite a lot of scare zones. I think it was like 7 or 8 in total. Some of them were so-so. I'd say my favourite ones were Game Over. So that was a really cool area. All the music and the lighting was insane. And they had loads of like gaming characters, old Nintendo characters, but, you know, Halloweened up. So that was really fun. And another area called Twisted for Hellfire, where they had demons and monsters and, you know, loads of pyrotechnics going on. And again, the music, there was such a big focus on music over there, and they had like quite a few like club areas and like with DJs and drinks and stuff, which I thought was really fun as well. Part of your ticket when you go to Halloween Fright Nights, you get 4 mazes included, and technically there is a 5th free maze over near the American Fire Pit, and then there's 2 additional mazes that you can pay for. So in total you can go through 7 walkthroughs. We did 6 of them. We didn't do the clinic, however I definitely would give that a go next time. My favourite parts of it was probably the campsite of Carnage and the Fire Pit area. They had a live DJ on from, it's probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They had a big bar, they had some food stands, they had a huge bonfire. They had scare actors walking around, and they also had like a free walkthrough that you went through, and it was really long and really fun. A lot of hicks. It was a bit tongue-in-cheek. It had a bit of humour to it as well, which was really cool. And then out of the other mazes, out of the 4 mazes that you got to go through, I'd say Haunted Holidays 2 and the Villa, They were amazing. The production values of them were in line of what you see in the States. They were incredible. The scares were also unexpected. It was all jump scares and concealed scares. In the Haunted Holidays too, there was this huge Christmas tree, looked like a genuine normal Christmas tree, and it just splits in half and a guy throws himself out at you. Like, it was insane. And then, so the best maze that I have ever been to in any park worldwide definitely was Below. You need to go and check that out. You get donned in chest-high waders. It feels like the real deal. It feels like you're in something out of a movie. You feel like you're in real-life sewers. You know, there's water gushing in, you know, up to your knees. I can't even begin to explain how immersive it is and how it just seemed like real life. It literally blew my mind. I will never forget that. I know I will go back to Holland just to go on that maze. So definitely go and check it out. It's a really fun night. It's quite hard to get to, so I'd recommend staying nearby. You can't get a taxi to it from any hotel nearby, so you'll definitely need a car or to stay in a hotel nearby and then drive. But yeah, definitely go check it out.
Hi guys, it's Callum and Courtney from Theme Park Banter over on YouTube. Yeah, we're just going to give our highlights of the Halloween season. We've had probably the most fun-filled Halloween season to date, doing loads of different attractions for us anyway. My highlight personally has been Extreme Screen Park in terms of the scare mazes. Absolutely world-class, long, horror, scary experiences with some really unique concepts. Shout out to The Village and Ash Hill Penitentiary, and also Stilton Hotel and Hell Spa. They were absolutely phenomenal, and definitely the highlight of my Halloween season. Courtney, do you want to give yours?
I think mine would be the same as yours.
Exactly.
My
the same.
My favourite is Stilton.
That one, the whole.
Stilton Hall. That's a very long maze, wasn't it? We absolutely loved it.
It's fab.
Very unique. 55 different rooms or whatever.
I like the special room.
the special. We loved the red room. But yeah, we can't go. Can't wait to go back there next year. Definitely going to be at the top of our list next year. Any other shout outs for the Halloween season?
I did really enjoy Tully's.
Tully's was a brilliant Halloween atmosphere. Yeah. Although the mazes for us weren't as superior to those. And
there wasn't many scares in them, but the theming.
Theming was great, wasn't it? And the atmosphere.
Lengthy.
Yeah, very, very long.
The Roman actors were fab.
Yeah, loads of probably the most Roman actors we've seen all year.
And
wasn't
I think another shout out to Primeval Scare.
Primeval, you really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, even though it's based for a younger audience, but the Roman actors were quite creepy. There was loads of
you liked that one.
And again, hats off to Scaresville for probably being the scariest.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the other one that I did was, we both kind of did.
I chickened out halfway, guys.
That's how scary it was. I really liked Scaresville. It's unique as it was one long horror experience instead of different scare mazes, and it lasted about a good hour and a half. And he had some really unique scare mazes in there. Not the highest of budgets by any means, but doesn't have to be high budget to be a good scare attraction. And we both generally found that really scary.
It was terrifying. I ended up in the bar early with a cat.
So that. Thanks for listening to our highlights. And yeah, make sure you go check us out on YouTube.
Hi, it's Amanda, aka Boston White, and both of my Halloween highlights this year are going to be from Halloween Horror Nights 28 in Orlando. So my first was Carnival Graveyard, and this I thought was a diehard Halloween Horror Nights fan's dream. It was so filled with props and Easter eggs from past Halloween Horror Nights events and from inside the park as well. And I really felt like it was an experience in itself just trying to find all of them. And it also broke my heart a little bit every single time that I'd walk past the old Jewel and Dragon sign. My second highlight is going to actually be from my favourite house of Halloween Horror Nights this year, and that was Poltergeist. So I really felt like this was such a fantastic mixture of an original and an IP house. So for those that maybe didn't get to experience it this year, they actually took us into the light, which is something that we don't get to see in the film. So it was really interesting to me to see how the creative team interpreted how the light would be and what kind of things would be in there. So for the entrance of this house, they actually put us pretty much near the end of the film. So we entered the house in the below ground pool and we were looking up at the facade of the house. I loved the rain effects that they had at the beginning, and we'd then walk through tunnels below the house, which was our first taste of the original aspect of the house. I just really believe that this was a fantastically well put together. It's one of my all time favourites at the event, and in 17 years of attending Halloween Horror Nights, this has got to be one of the scariest houses that I've ever been through.
You're listening to
So there we go. A huge thank you to everyone who sent in all their audio of their Halloween highlights of 2018. Again, thank you to everyone who did it on the first episode, on episode 120. And that was such a huge success, we had to make a part two for episode 121. So again, a huge thank you to you guys, all the listeners, and any other content creators out there as well. If you heard them on the show, guys, be sure to support them as well over on social media. And speaking of social media, do you follow us, guys? We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and of course Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. We're also on TikTok. Just search for Scare Track Hannah. We'll be able to see some little videos of all our fun over the Halloween period. And next up, it's Christmas, guys. Now, I am a big Scrooge. I am like the Grinch. I do not like Christmas, but there's one saving grace. It's Christmas scares. So we've definitely got booked in Ghoulies Haunted House for their Christmas event, Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park, they're reopening three of their mazes. We've also got the Warsaw Scare Maze, the Ward, they're back with Fear Factory this year. So three confirmed, and maybe a few more surprises up our sleeve for Christmas, guys. Fingers crossed we'll get to a couple more events. If you're out and about, let us know, guys. If you're at these events, let us know what you thought. If you see us there, say hello. We don't bite. It'd be awesome to see you guys at events this Christmas season before we start the new year. Lots of exciting stuff coming in the new year, guys. We've got loads of interviews lined up, a few more on location audio recordings as well, guys. So don't think that Halloween and Christmas is over, that we go quiet. We carry on straight into the new year. So for episode 121, that brings us to the end. We'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.